Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. I'm Marcia. The title of the message today is, Does God Hear Me? It says in Matthew 7:7, Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks, the door shall be opened. Lord, I pray for an unwavering faith in those who stand in wait for answered prayers. Let us learn to wait in you, trust in you, and abide in you for all of our needs. Amen. We question if God hears us because we pray and our prayers don't get answered. Sometimes they don't get answered right away. And sometimes they don't get answered, we believe, at all. But in truth, sometimes it takes a while for those answers to come. But let's start with the faith and the trust. We already know that God knows our heart. So if you're going to ask him to do something for you or to give you something, you're going to have faith in him that he will do it. You're going to have to trust him that he will do it. If you don't trust him and you don't have faith that it's going to happen in the first place, you might as well save your breath and quit praying about it. Because if you doubt him in the beginning, why should he answer that prayer? It says in James 1:6, But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. It's not hard to have faith and trust in God. You just have to resign yourself that that's going to happen. And if you want your prayers answered, there's no time than the present. Unfortunately, we tend to have more faith in people and the things that are around us versus having that same trust and faith in God, because he truly is the one who makes the difference, who makes things happen in our lives. And I understand that for some people who do not embrace God or they don't know enough about him, they have their trust in their possessions and their money. They believe that they can do and have anything and make anything happen with the money that they have. But money can only do so much, and then it's only going to do what the Lord will allow. So your money is no guarantee. It might buy you a few things. It might take you a few places, but it has no power to change your life and do things in your life and stop things from happening in your life, no matter how much you think you can buy someone off. Money has a limit. It's a thing, and it holds no power against the hand of God. In Mark 9:23, Jesus was saying to a father that if he can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. This man had a child afflicted with seizures, and he asked Jesus if he could help him. And so Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So everything is possible with the Lord if you believe. And what that looks like is there are times when what you're asking for is possible. It doesn't mean it's going to happen with that person, or it's going to happen with that thing or that place. But it can still happen with something that God feels and believes is better for you. So what you're asking for is possible, but it's according to His will, because what you're asking Him for may not be good for you. It may take you the wrong direction. And if you're asking Him, you might as well ask in His will, so you will receive what you were asking for, even in a better version, better circumstances, with surety. Besides faith and trust, you need to come into agreement with God. Daniel 2:2 says, He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells within Him. If you are in sin and you are not living according to how God wants you to live, He tells us in His scripture that He hears the prayers of the righteous. Don't allow the circumstances in your life to disable you spiritually. When you are disabled spiritually, you are disconnected from God. And people don't think about how they are living their life that may affect their prayers. But it's all connected. It's all spiritual. And it's about God and you and the connection the two of you have. When you become disabled spiritually, it weakens you. You are not applying yourself to uphold faith, follow God, read His word, or do what He tells you. And when that connection is broken, you are separated from Him. And the more you embrace sin, the further away from God you become. If you stop reaching for Him, you're not going to pray to Him. When you see things falling apart around you, you're not going to run to Him as your first go-to fight for yourself. You're going to have a give-up spirit and fall prey to depression and bondage. In studying God's word, He tells us in many situations what to do and how one thing affects another. For example, in talking about receiving answers to prayers, it says in 1 John 3:22, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments, and we do those things that are pleasing in His sight." Verse 23 says, "And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment." And so you might say, okay, well, I do believe on Jesus Christ and I love, but do you love everyone? Do you do what He tells you to do? Because if you back it up to 1 John 3:18, it says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before God. Even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings, and He knows everything." Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence, and we will receive from Him whatever we ask, because we obey Him and do the things that please Him. And this is His commandment. We must believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He commanded us. Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with Him, and He with them. And we know He lives in us, because the Spirit He gave us lives in us. So this commandment of loving one another, it's not just saying it, it's putting it to action. But that action and that obedience in that commandment will grant you answered prayers. Just like it's important to have faith and trust, to believe on the name of Jesus Christ, honoring and obeying his commandments, and there are many others, as we know, but in this particular case, he's talking about love. It will get you answered prayers. And we sometimes read some of the scripture, but not all of the scripture, and we embrace that one little piece, and then we wonder why things are not happening like we think they should happen, but we didn't read all of it and try to gain understanding of everything he's telling us to do. We just grab one little piece of it and run with it. That's why I keep encouraging everyone to read his word and pray and ask him for understanding, because when he gives you understanding, you know what he is saying for you to do, and you will do it the right way. Let's talk about the blessing blockers. Don't allow the enemy to get a foothold on you. It says in Ephesians 4:26, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Those emotions and behaviors that we exhibit open the door for the enemy, and he has a field day with us. So don't allow him to have a foothold on you. 2 Corinthians 2:11 tells us, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant to his devices. And his devices are deceptive, but they can trigger jealousy, envy, coveting, wickedness, and the more you fall into these devices of his, the further it pulls you away. So you can still pray doing all of these things, but are you going to pray effectively? And is your prayer going to get answered? You can't have one foot on one side of the fence, delving in the wickedness, and have the other foot on the other side of the fence, still sending prayers up, and expect God to answer those prayers when he's seeing what this other foot's doing over there on the wicked side. You might say that what I'm telling you about the wickedness is not going to affect prayer, but I told you these overlap one another. It says in Proverbs 15:28, "The heart of the righteous studied to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things." And Proverbs 15:29, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous." The last thing that I will talk about in this message is delayed prayer. We often have prayers delayed, and we look at it as unanswered. But God has his reasons why the prayer is being delayed. Oftentimes, he is working behind the scenes for his purpose to come to pass. And we see this with Moses when he went to Pharaoh to tell him to let God's people go, and Pharaoh refused. And each time Moses went and asked, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would say no. But each time his heart was hardened to say no, God performed miracles. And Pharaoh's sorcerers tried to mimic some of those in the beginning to discredit God. But you can't discredit God because no one holds his power. And even the dark magic that they were delving in to try and mimic the miracles God did through Moses come to an end because they hold no power against God. But each time Moses went, and asked Pharaoh to let God's people go, and he said no, Pharaoh became angry with the slaves because he felt like they weren't doing their job or they didn't have enough to do because they were listening to Moses. So he took some of their supplies, some of their resources away from them, like the straw that they were using to make bricks. And he told them to find a way to make those bricks without the straw. And it made their life harder. And the Hebrews became upset with Moses and Aaron and told them to stop going to Pharaoh, leave him alone, because they were the ones suffering because of it. But of course, Moses continued to go to Pharaoh because God put him on that path to do that. And Pharaoh continued to say no because God hardened his heart. And in doing that, Pharaoh and all of his people saw the miracles of God. And when they tried to undo it or call on their pagan gods, nothing happened. Because again, no one and nothing holds power against God or holds power to God that equals his power. And finally, when the firstborn of each Egyptian died by the hand of God, Pharaoh finally released the Hebrew slaves. But when he released them, they also spoils with them. Spoils are those possessions, valuables, goods that are plunder and pillage that people take as victors from war. God told Moses when he first called him to go to Egypt, he told him what would happen. Pharaoh would refuse to let the people go, that in the end, when they were free, that they would be given spoils. But when you read the whole story, you hear the urgency of the slaves wanting Moses and Aaron to leave Pharaoh alone so they can just stay in their state of bondage. The reason they wanted to stay in the state that they were in is because Pharaoh was angry with them talking to Moses. He didn't think they had enough work to do, and his punishment was to make the work harder. But you also see the persistence of Moses because he is doing what God put him on the path to do. And then you see behind the scenes of what God is doing to reveal his power, to reveal himself as the true God to these pagans. Often when we send prayers up to God and we don't get an answer right away, we allow lack of faith to set in. But in truth, there's delay there for his purpose and his reason. And that delay could simply be to strengthen your faith and trust in him. But there are times when he is working on other people behind the scenes to bring to pass the answer to your prayer. So it's really not always about just us. Even though we're praying for us or a loved one, oftentimes there are many others who are involved behind the scenes. My closing prayer. Lord, I pray that the precepts you have set before us, we will receive them and we will abide in you. Today, as people make requests, laying their prayers before you, I pray that they have already prepared their heart and their way of life to fall in alignment with you, so their prayers will be answered accordingly. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.